الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أبدأ الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبي وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. حاضرين الكرام، we thank Allah for this blessed month, this sacred and holy month of Ramadan. As the khutbas go by, inshallah, different khatibs will be touching on the month of Ramadan. Every night after the witr salat, you can hear the fadail and the virtues of Ramadan. Today, I would like to touch on something, the realization of which, if it comes into our hearts, if it comes into our lives, we have achieved a lot. We have achieved a lot. And this is a bayan by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about ourselves and a quality or certain qualities that many of us possess. Even the pious amongst us possess these qualities at some time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than anyone else, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. He is Al-Khaliq and we are Al-Makhluq. He is the creator and we are the creation. So He knows us. So therefore, His Quran is a book of guidance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, more or less in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, that in honey, in asal, is a cure. It's a cure for all ailments. Honey is a cure. Allah Himself says about honey, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, in which there is a cure for mankind. Honey is an antiseptic. It can be used on cuts. Women can use it to put on their faces to soften the skin. Honey can be used inwardly, internally, as a cleanser, as a purifier. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Khaliq, the creator, when Allah, who is Al-Hakim, the wise one, when He says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, Allah says in it is a cure for mankind. It's a cure. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Holy Quran, Kitabullah, is also a cure for mankind. It's a cure for the mental ills, the mental maladies and sicknesses of mankind. And we are full of it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I advise you to hold on to both cures, honey and the Holy Quran. Honey and the Holy Quran. So the Holy Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran of Allah is a cure for us. And it's a cure for many ailments and many defects that we possess. Hazreen-e-Kiram, the problem comes when we think that we are perfect. The problem comes when we think that we are flawless. The problem comes when we think that we have been made and that we are now al-insanul kamil. As life goes along, as we go ahead into the journey of life, when things happen to us and corrections come to us, you know how we should respond? We should respond that these are really corrections that are coming from Allah through His makhluk for me, in order for my islah, in order for my rectification. Oh, we are full of so many faults. We are full of dhan and suspicion. Inna ba'dha dhanni ithm. Ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. Inna ba'dha dhanni ithm. Save yourselves to a great extent from suspicion. We like to suspect people. We like to think wrongly of people, accuse people, bad thoughts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that suspicion in some cases is a sin. That is a sickness also too. Allah knows us. The cure for so many of our, in fact for all of our spiritual and ruhani sicknesses, is the Holy Quran. You know what? Quran is also a cure even for physical sickness. What better remedies are there than Quran and honey? Quran and honey. So one of these problems that we possess, that man possesses, all of mankind, the jinns, the species, the category of mankind, everybody possesses that, except then Allah makes the exemption in the Holy Quran. And He tells us the cure for this sickness and malady. And as I said, it's a reality and a realization which, if it comes into our lives, if it comes to us in this month of Ramadan, wow, we have it. Bas, this is enough. Let us hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about you. He tells us about you and me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا. Indeed, man has been created halu. Allah Himself is saying, and who created us? Allah. That's why this book is a book for guidance for mankind. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوًا. Indeed, man has been created halu. Halu is a difficult word. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tafsir, the commentary and the explanation of halu in the other verses. Allah Himself explains what halu is, that indeed man has been created halu. Simple translation, man has been created weak, weak in courage, very weak in courage, zaif, kamzor in himmat. Man's courage is very weak. He is created with a lot of anxiety. Man is created with a lot of impatience, anxiety, weak, zaif, kamzor in courage, halu. That's how man has been created, halu. Then Allah explains this word halu for us. Idha massahu sharru jazwa. Man has been created halu, yani he has been created jazu, fretful in nature. Man becomes very upset when evil touches him. something doesn't go his way, something is not happening according to our whims and fancies, something is not going our way, it's not going to how we want it to go, it's not going according to our likes. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوًا. He is jazu. You know what the word halu means? Allah tells us it means jazu. He is fretful in nature. He becomes very upset when some difficulty and some calamity comes his way, something evil, or he is upset and fretful. And he is so upset and fretful now that he's upset with Muslims too. He's upset with the masjid too. He's upset with dars and tadris too. He's upset with Quran too. He's upset with Salat too. So he sits back. It's a reality, my dear brothers. He becomes frustrated. So he absents himself from the masjid. Fretful by nature. Fussy. Very upset when some evil befalls him. Instead of keeping sabr and doing istirja. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which we have been commanded to do in the Holy Quran. Instead of that, jazua, halu yani suratul jaza, waqta mas shar, at the time when something bad, something evil comes his way, he hastens towards anxiety, impatience and fretfulness, and he becomes upset. We can examine ourselves. Nobody has to look at anyone. We all have to look ourselves and see if this is not true. Of course it is true, because Allah says man has been created so. This is halun muqaddiratun. Not from nature, he wasn't created so by birth. From birth, yani waqta wiladatihi wa waqta khalqi, but as he develops, it's a developed quality that comes within him. And what again? The tafsir of halu still continues. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوًا. And when goodness comes his way, he is manu. He has been created manua. He is very niggard, bakhil, miserly. Don't get upset when you hear that word. If you know English language, that word is N-I-G-G-A-R-D. Sometimes people who don't have too much of knowledge of the logot, they think it's a bad word. Niggardly means miserly, bakhil. It's a posh word, a fussy word. He is very bakhil and miserly when goodness comes his way, when good fortune comes his way. What is goodness? What is khair? In Tafsir of Jalalain, it is mentioned when mal comes his way, wealth. Because when people get wealth, people consider wealth to be goodness. When you talk about good fortune, people think about wealth in the urf, in the society of mankind. In other words, when wealth comes his way, he is now manu, he is now niggard, he is now miserly, he is now stingy, he is now bakhil. He doesn't want to give the haqq of Allah now. So he was fretful by nature. Upset when evil comes his way. He is very upset. Very fretful. Disturbed. Frustrated. Depressed. Down. Ah, and when goodness comes his way and good fortune comes his way, he is now manu. He is now bakhil and miserly. He does not want to give the haqq of Allah from that. And what is the haqq of Allah? He doesn't want to give zakat from it. He doesn't want to give sadaqah from it. He doesn't want to give the orphans. He does not want people to share in that wealth. He wants it all for himself. He is miserly now and he wants to hoard it and keep it. Not I, but Allah, your Rabb and my Rabb, is speaking about the nature of man, the khalq of man. And that's how many of us are, except illa masha Allah. Now Allah says, mankind in general has been created this way. The jinns of mankind has been created this way, except now the exception comes, and this is what we have to focus on, for this is the healing. This is the remedy for us not to act like that. Because normally, when something bad happens, we become fretful. We become very upset, frustrated. When goodness comes our way and wealth comes our way, we become mean and miserly. We want it all. We don't want to share. We don't want to give the haq of Allah, no sadaqah, no charity. We want it all for ourselves. We have to learn to say alhamdulillah. What we can say is alhamdulillah. We know to say that when goodness comes our way, alhamdulillah, and plenty alhamdulillah. But when bad comes our way, we don't say that. We should learn the dua. We should learn the hamd of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know what he used to say? Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah upon every circumstance. Because you know what? Everything that befalls a mu'min, there is some goodness in it. We can't see it. And that only is for a mu'min. Things might not be going well for me today, but you know what? There's goodness behind that. The car can't start. Nothing is happening. Maybe Allah is protecting me from an accident. Doesn't want me out on the street. But we get fretful. The Rasul alayhi salam is to say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah. Alhamd is for Allah upon every circumstance and condition. Wa a'udhu bin hali ahlin nar. And I seek refuge in Allah from the hal and the condition of the people of Jahannam. We have to learn to say Alhamdulillah in all conditions. So Allah now makes the exemption. People are like that. People generally are like that. Except the exemption. Who are those who are not like that? And this is what we have to focus on. For this is the healing. This is the remedy. And we can take it. We can apply it. We can get it. Especially in this month of Ramadan. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who perform salat, they don't act that way. In other words, Hazrat Jalaluddin says, yani إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Except those who have iman. Because only those who have iman will perform salat. So those believers who have the quality and the sifat of salat, except those, you would not see them acting that way. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except the mu'minun who perform their salat. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are perpetual and consistent and constant upon their salat. This is the point. Istiqamat. Otherwise, a man becomes fretful, upset when evil befalls him. So you know what? No salat. He's too down. He's too depressed. No Juma. No masjid. No zikr. So if we do not want to be like that, these are the qualities that we have to get. These are the remedies that we have to get to learn to perform salat always. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who perform salat. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are مُوَاذِبُونَ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are always upon their salat. When they are sick, they perform their salat. When they are healthy, they perform their salat. When they are feeling happy, they perform salat. When they are feeling sad, they perform their salat. When they are muqim at home, they perform their salat. When they are musafir and travelers, they perform their salat. When they are in the airport, they perform their salat. When they are on the ship, they perform their salat. When they are on the plane, they perform their salat. They don't leave the salat. Cure and remedy not to act like the rest of mankind. Alladheena hum fi ala, alladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun. Those who are consistent, regular and punctual in their salat. First quality, first remedy. Walladheena fi amwalihim haqqum ma'lum. And those who have unknown portion put aside in their wealth. It is a known portion. It is hakun ma'lumun. It is a hak. It is a right which is known. From their wealth, they have that and they acknowledge that and they recognize that, which is what? Sadaqah and zakat. When they have their wealth, they know that this is a hak, a right which is ma'lum and known. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. And those who have in their wealth a known haq, a known right, an obligation which they have to fulfill, they know that that is in their wealth. And that is for whom? لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. For the sail, for the beggar, that portion is there for the beggars, for the fuqara. والمحروم, and for those who are mahroom, for those who are deprived. Hazrat Jalaluddin mentions that the mahroom here refers to such poor people. They are fakir, they are poor, but because of their chastity, because of their ta'affuf, they don't beg, they don't ask, and so because of that they don't even receive and they get anything and they become deprived. As-sail wal-mahroom. But those people who have this known haq and right fixed in their wealth, for these people, remedy, generous people, charitable people, people who pay the zakat, the sadaqah, charity, those who remember the orphans, there's a portion in their wealth for them, a portion in their wealth for them. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who believe, have tasdeeq and iman in the last day. They live every day with that yaqeen in the last day. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And those who are fearful of the azab of their Rabb. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. Indeed, the azab and the chastisement of their Rabb, it is not something that we should feel safe from. The nuzul, the descent of it, is not with that which is ma'moon and one feels safe from. They believe in Yawmuddin. They are fearful of the azab of Allah. That azab of Allah is not ma'moon. It is not something that we can feel rest assured and safe from. The nuzul, the descent of it, it can come at any time, any moment. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their private organs and private parts. The zani, the adulterer, the fornicator will never fall in this bracket. He will always be like the one إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوَ, fretful and upset when bad comes. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْقَيْرُ مَنُوَ, when goodness comes he doesn't want to share now, wants all for himself, he's miserly. Because the quality is not there. But those who are watchful over their private organs, they are the ones who are not going to fall in this category of fretfulness. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their private parts, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, except upon their wives, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ, or what their right hands possess. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. They are indeed not blameworthy at all. But anything besides that, you want to go to any other passage and way besides that? فَمَنِ بْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Anybody who seeks anything beyond that, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Then they are the transgressors. They are the transgressors. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who are watchful, mindful, and protective of the trusts that have been entrusted to them. And here the commentators mention that the trust would may be of a dini nature or a dunyawi nature. Ilm, taqwa, knowledge, whatever you possess, even the kalima that you get, it is also a amanat and a trust, and you have to deliver it and convey it to others. So whether the trust be that of a dini nature, a religious nature, or even of a worldly nature, they fulfill their trust. They are watchful of their trust. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And they are watchful and protective of the covenants and the pledges that they have made upon these trusts in dini affairs as well as dunyawi affairs. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And those who stand by their witness, they stand by their witness. بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. Whatever they have witnessed, they stand by it, and they are true shuhada and witnesses. And they do not refuse to speak the truth or to bear witness when they are called. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. Allah ends it now. And they are those who protect their salat, those who guard their salat. Allah started with salat and He ended with salat. Started with salat, ended with salat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. Those who are muhafidun of their salat, watchful, mindful, guard their salat. Yani, they perform their salat, bi ada'iha fi awqatiha, by the performance of the salat within the prescribed timings of the salat, with all the adab and mustahabat of the salat. Allah says, such people, ulaika fi jannatin mukramun. Those are the people who have been described with these qualities. Who are the ones who are going to be in the gardens, in the jannat? They are the ones who are going to be honored, mukramun. Ulaika fi jannatin mukramun. Those are the honored ones. Those are the people who will be honored and respected in the gardens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Suratul Ma'arij. Suratul Ma'arij from verse 19. You can go it over, because these are the remedies. These are the cures that we can get inside of us if we do not want to be jazu and manu like the rest of the human being. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allah.